Hi there. The word for you today is, make yourself at home, Lord. In John 15, verse 9, Jesus said, abide in my love. Let me ask you a question. If our need for a relationship with God is so deep and constant, why do we fail to pursue it? Well, one reason is, we're convinced he remembers all the bad we've done and is quick to judge us for how we're doing right now. That's not so. Think of the qualities of a best friend. They accept you and make time for you. You always leave their presence feeling better. Well, what you appreciate in a best friend is exactly what God offers you today. He wants to abide with you even more than you want to abide with him. Jesus says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If we were really abiding in his love, we'd come away feeling so cherished that we'd rush back to him each day. This word abiding means to be at home in God's love, to be convinced of your acceptance as a member of his family in good standing, to be at peace there, to be fed and nurtured by his presence, to feel protected knowing it's the safest place on earth you'll ever be. Abiding is all about the most important relationship in your life. In abiding, you seek, long for, thirst for, wait for, see, know, love, hear, and respond to him. Abiding means more of him in your activities, thoughts, and desires. Too often in a rush to perform for God, we simply fail to enjoy his company. Yet we were created to be incomplete with anything less. That's why David wrote Psalm 42, verse 1, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God.